Get your day's work done. Get your day's work done. Or soon you'll be racing with the sun. Make your plans today, for the evening's on, or you'll end up racing with the sun. Hard, hard times that you've had. Hard, hard times, but today you're mighty glad. 'Cause your work's all through and your battle's won. Now you'll never, never be racing with the sun. Get your day's work done.
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 Or soon you'll be.
Or soon you'll be.
Racing with the sun.
Racing with the sun.
Make your plans today.
Make your plans today.
For the evening's on.
For the evening's on.
Or you'll end up.
Or you'll end up.
Racing with the sun.
Racing with the sun.
Hard, hard times.
Hard, hard times.
That you've had.
That you've had.
Hard, hard times.
Hard, hard times.
But today you're mighty glad.
But today you're mighty glad.
'Cause your work's all through.
'Cause your work's all through.
And your battle's won.
And your battle's won.
Now you'll never, never be.
Now you'll never, never be.
Racing with the sun.
Racing with the sun.
Hard, hard times.
Hard, hard times.
That you've had.
That you've had.
Hard, hard times.
Hard, hard times.
But today you're mighty glad.
But today you're mighty glad.
'Cause your work's all through.
'Cause your work's all through.
And your battle's won.
And your battle's won.
Now you'll never, never be.
Now you'll never, never be.
Racing with the sun.
Racing with the sun.
Racing with the sun.
Racing with the sun.
Racing with the sun. Racing with the sun.
Racing with the sun. Racing with the sun.
Ella Jenkins right here on the Children's Hour. And today we are learning about the sun with folks from the now about to be dismantled Sunspot Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico. Our guests are Heidi Sanchez, she's the Education and Public Outreach Coordinator, and Sarah Jeffries, who's the telescope team member. And Sarah, we haven't even asked you, what is that? What is a telescope team member and what do you do?
That's a great question. Essentially, I'm the one who turns on the telescope and points it at the right thing, turns on all the equipment, turns on all the cameras, and actually physically takes the data. And so I take that data and it gets transferred down to New Mexico State University where it gets reduced and calibrated. And then that's where researchers can use it. And so me and my team are in charge of actually operating, actually using this big telescope that you can see behind us, if you get to see this visually, and all of its cameras, all of its equipment, all of its technology. We are in charge of its upkeep as well. If something breaks, we're in charge of fixing it. so it definitely is a pretty big job, especially we have a pretty small staff here, but it can run on a pretty small staff pretty sufficiently, which is nice as well.
Is this telescope like other telescopes where it's mostly a dome and there's just a little crack in the dome and your telescope goes through the little crack in the dome?
The design of Sunspot Observatory telescope is very unique. The answer to that is a little complicated and with a diagram would be much more helpful. But essentially, our telescope is almost like...
It's 360 feet long. So our telescope is really longer than a football field from goalpost to goalpost.
Whoa!
Instead of it being a dome with a slit that opens for the telescope to stick through, there's these two giant balls and they each house mirrors. And so our team rotates those azimuth and elevation to attract the sunlight with those mirrors inside the entrance window. And so when the telescope's not in use, they just turn those balls with the mirrors straight down. So the telescope never is retracted indoors. It just turned the mirrors down so that the elements don't damage the mirrors, but they're still exposed.
What's unique about us is we don't have to block as much light pollution as a nighttime observatory would. And that's what they do with their domes. They try and cut out any extra light, any extra weather. We don't have to worry about those kinds of things because the sun's right there. It's really easy to see during the day, you know? So that helps a lot.
And is that part of why you're on the top of a mountain so remotely located? Because there's a little map that we posted to show where you're located. Are you so high up just to have less atmospheric pollution, like air pollution?
Exactly. That is exactly why they built it on this mountain. The only unfortunate thing is because we're at the top of a mountain, weather forms up here. And so that is something we still have to deal with. We have to deal with rain and thunderstorms and high winds. And obviously we can't really take data in those conditions. So we do have benefits and downsides to our location. Absolutely.
Well, I love talking with you. It's been really fun because we really didn't know very much about the sun, it turns out. And it turns out there's a lot more to learn that even you don't know, which is very exciting for kids because there's so much left to unlock. You've been hearing the voices of Sarah Jeffries. She's a telescope team member at the Sunspot Solar Observatory, and Heidi Sanchez, who's the Education and Public Outreach Coordinator. Thank you both so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. We learned a lot from you. Thank you for being with us.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Our conversation with the Sunspot Solar Observatory was recorded in the winter of 2025, and early in 2026, it was discovered that the bed of liquid mercury upon which the telescope sat and rotated was actually leaking. So now the Sunspot Solar Observatory is no more, and it is set to be demolished. You can learn a lot more about the Sunspot Solar Observatory, as well as the sun, in our learning guide. It's posted to childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, The Sun. I'm Katie Stone. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. We're going to go out with one more. This is Nicodemus. We'll catch you next time.
Daytime, the light of the world. Once again,
I'm a child of sunshine.
And again,
every time the sun
coming
shines,
amongst the clouds,
about to get by.
Look to the sky,
every time the sun
that
shines,
the light should strike thy face and give life.
Yeah, new day, new life, sunshine, yeah, that's my vibe. Get right, hands high, sun children, that's my tribe.
I'm ready for the weather, if rain should come down, it changes one cloud. I'm game to run wild and watch my whole style, work my flows out, just go the whole mile and run the whole route.
Insane, I bolt the race out, sprint to the finish, I dream without doubt. Scream like a dentist is working my mouth when it's time to release the truth to speak out.
Out loud, telling the world what we bout. Belief in my power, increase the amount. I'm here to clean house, roll the shades up and let the sun in, it's time to raise up.
New day, new life, sunshine, that's my vibe.
Like a fine wine, it get better and better with more time. Get smarter, sharper, more wise, we find. I'm a child of sunshine, yeah. And each day my mind rise, I gaze in the eyes, her rays give me life.
It runs through my veins, she's raising me right. I stay stronger, longer, more grind. Great minds think alike in great times. Bunch of different places along the grapevine. A good vibe implies a good try. Lineage link, the lines is all tied.
Up and tight like my high. Tops get pops, don't stop, I'm gonna shine. Light to flame and burn bright. Higher, higher, limitless sky.
New day, new light, sunshine, that's my vibe. Get right, hands high, some children, that's my tribe. New day, that's my vibe. New light, that's my vibe. Sunshine, that's my vibe. Some children.
tribe.
We rep the same side.
Reject the same lies.
We step the same time.
Yes, the same tribe.
Our stars are aligned.
We all of one mind.
We on the same vibe.
We are the same tribe.
We rep the same side.
Reject the same lies.
We step the same time.
Yes, the same tribe.
Move, you can reach the moon. Every one of you, yeah, you and you. Step on it too, raise fingers too. That's peace to you, and you and you, and him and her. The entire room, the entire world. We on the move, we on the rise. Like sun we shine, cause that's the vibe. Tonight's the night, and the time is right. The vibe is tight, today's the day. In a major way, our favorite game. We came to play, call song and dance. So dance and sing, to the music like the universe is answering. It's been going on forever, it's a tribal thing. It's whatever after era of survival bring.
New day, new life, sunshine, that's my vibe. Get right, hands high, some children, that's my tribe.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Gus Tafoya, Sarah Gabrielli, Daniel Lentz, and Mackenzie Gronke. Monica Ortiz-Uribe provided our live engineering at Sunspot Solar Observatory. Chad Shear gave us live engineering at Outpost. Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. Find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for the sun.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.